Wisconsin is trying a new tactic to improve the health of African-American babies: financial clout. In six southeastern counties, which account for 40% of births paid for through Medicaid, HMOs will get docked by the state for bad birth outcomes. Health providers with good outcomes will get more money. State Medicaid Director Jason Helgerson says this is just one aspect that will be implemented at the suggestion of a pay-for-performance committee that's been at work since 2007.
In a lot of ways, we think these are some of the strictest contracts any state Medicaid program has ever put into place in the nation. In fact, more money is at risk in these contracts based on actual measurable performance than any state has ever done.
Under the new provisions, HMOs in a half dozen southeastern Wisconsin counties must provide certain pre- and postnatal care to pregnant women on Medicaid. If the baby's born too early, at a low weight, or dies within 28 days of birth, the HMO could lose $2,000. The state has to show there was unsatisfactory care. On the other hand, high-risk pregnancies that result in a healthy birth will mean a $1,000 bonus for those who provided care. All the affected HMOs have access to a statewide registry identifying women at risk of bad birth outcomes. Helgerson says the state is on track to save $60 million in Medicaid spending through this and other measures. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.